yeah.
His second year, and also your chemistry a little bit with him.
Yeah, I think you guys have touched on it all throughout camp, just kind of watching him emerge into a very confident player, and I think that that's what you're seeing out of him. You're seeing a lot of confidence, and that's allowing his talent to really kind of blossom.
Your chemistry with him, is that also progressing?
Yeah, I think, you know, the more confidence and more belief he has in himself, obviously the more you're going to have in him as a quarterback. So excited about the way he's playing and the attitude he's bringing to the game.
See, on the one play that we've seen a lot, you know, the kind of the fade to the end zone there, it's pretty difficult to stop if it's...
Yeah, I mean, he's just so big and long, has the ability to jump, and he's got such a big catch radius. So you're able to put the ball in a lot of different places to give him a chance. So it puts a lot of pressure on the defense at that point.
With Wiz being so involved with quarterbacks, what is it about him that, you know, has maybe helped you improve your game over these last few months?
I think that just the attention to detail, and then just being able to always progress. I think that he's just... The way he approaches practice, the way he approaches games, play to play, from a teaching standpoint, as far as whether it went good, bad, whatever the outcome is, just allowing yourself to progress from it and to grow from it. And I think that that's what I've taken most from him.
Jake, with the third game, you know, being the dress rehearsal, are you anxious to get in there, maybe get more reps? And do you have like a personal, I guess, game plan or goal of what you physically want to work on, what you want to get away, take away from that game?
Yeah, I think that we had a good start last week, and to be able to go out and kind of build on that, to go out and have scoring drives as a unit, and then for me, to be efficient within those drives, to be productive on third down, which obviously allows you to stay on the field and put points on the board, and then be productive in the red zone. So when you have opportunities to continue drives, lengthen drives, and then put points on the board, take advantage of it.
Coach mentioned to us the other day that he encourages you to run when it's there, like if they drop eight, but he wants you to be judicious, is his term. How can you be judicious on the fly?
Yeah, I think that it's something that's kind of been evolving for me, and it was nice to be out there last weekend and have an opportunity to do that a little bit. And you know, I had an opportunity to run a few times, and I felt like, you know, I was able to protect myself and, you know, didn't take big shots, and they were positive plays for us. So I think that's kind of the idea behind that. Just it's a strength, and it's something they have to account for, but be smart when you're doing it.
Can you practice sliding and avoiding big contact?
I mean, you can, I guess, out here, but that's just kind of something that you have to be smart about. You have to understand what the situation of the game is, if 2 or 3 yards is worth it or not at that point, and that's something that you have to be conscious of maybe before you're going to the line of scrimmage even.
Do you go back and look at other quarterbacks in the NFL and watch their sliding technique to see how they don't injure themselves or anything like that?
No, I haven't ever gone and watched different sliding techniques of quarterbacks. I played baseball most of my life, so the sliding part is kind of the part I think about the least, I guess. I think it's more just kind of finding ways to get down and protect yourself so that you're not taking huge hits. And there's been so many measures taken in the NFL to protect quarterbacks that I think if you make an effort to get yourself down, they're going to protect you.
When you were playing baseball, were you a feet first slider or a head first?
I was a head first most of the time. Yeah,
it's different, right?
It's a little different. Yeah, I feet first every once in a while though.
Coach touched on the heat a little bit. Your thoughts on today being probably the warmest day since we've been out here?
Yeah, it was warm, and it was good. I think it's good for us to have an opportunity to work in conditions like this, and I think it can be similar to this the rest of the week. So that'll be good for us.